ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय,
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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवी सरस्वती व्यास ततो जयम् उदीरये नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट 23 and 24 actually. So 23 you already know Sanskrit, so we'll just read quickly. Shri Prahlado Vacha Shravanam Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Vismaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyamatma Nivedanam. Translation: Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming his servant, considering the Lord one's best friend and surrendering everything unto him. In other words, serving him with the body, mind and words. These 9 processes are accepted as pure devotional service. So we already discussed about the Shravanam, Kirtanam and Smaranam, the 3 you can say the stairs of 9 devotional service. And 4th one, as we have to discuss today, is Padasevanam. We know the meaning of Pad, we call Prabhupad, Vishnupad. Pad means feet. One who is at the feet of Krishna, Prabhu, that is called Prabhupad, or one who is under lotus feet. So many devotees are there, so many Prabhus are there under his lotus feet. That personality is also known as Prabhupad. So, as I will read this brief purport first. Padasevanam, the 4th devotional service. According to one's taste and strength, hearing, chanting and remembrance may be followed by Padasevanam. One obtains the perfection of remembering when one constantly thinks of the lotus feet of the Lord. Being intensely attached to thinking of the Lord's lotus feet is called Padasevanam. When one is particularly adherent to the process of Padasevanam, this process gradually includes other processes such as seeing the form of the Lord, touching the form of the Lord, circumambulating the form or temple of the Lord, visiting such places as Jagannath Puri, Dwarka and Mathura to see the Lord's form, and bathing in Ganges or Yamuna. Bathing in Ganges and serving a pure Vaishnava are also known as Tadiya Upasanam. This is also Padasevanam. The word Tadiya means in relationship with the Lord, service to the Vaishnava. Tulsi, Ganges and Yamuna are included in Padasevanam. All these processes of Padasevanam help one advance in spiritual life very quickly. So, just earlier in the purport, Srila Prabhupada has mentioned, when Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad Maharaj, what is the best knowledge you have learned from your guru, spiritual master, not speech master, teacher, material teacher who taught you them politics, diplomacy, economics. But Prahlad Maharaj replied not what he was taught by Shand and Amark, the two seminal representative of Shukracharya, but he answered what he was taught by his spiritual master Narad Muni. There he says that these devotional services, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, they are only meant for Lord Vishnu or Krishna. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Jai Shri Krishna Balaram ki, Jai Shri Lalita Vishakati Radha Shyam Sundar ki, Jai. First one is Shravanam, hearing. Then second one is Kirtanam. You also know the famous story that one who has heard properly, he can repeat, he can do the Kirtan better. Just like Srila Prabhupada, when his Guru Maharaj used to speak, he will speak for 4 hours, 5 hours, and his big sannyasi disciples will sit for 1 hour, 2 hours, and then he will leave. But Srila Prabhupada will remain sitting during the lecture, and he said, whether I will understand or don't, I used to sit on the entire lecture. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, this boy is very nice, he does not leave my lecture in between, so I will make him my disciple. That was Srila Prabhupada says his qualification. Yes, he heard from his spiritual master very attentively. So that is the first thing, and that as Prabhupada also mentions about the further in the beginning of the purport, that Shravanam Kirtam, everyone must engage in hearing and chanting about Lord Vishnu. Sakhyam means friend. And as Prabhupada again mentions, Srodham Sar Bhutanam Bhoktaram Ritapasam Sarvalokam Maheshwaram. Srodham Sar Bhutanam Yatva Mam Shantim Richati. 9th chapter, 32nd verse. So, real friend, real Sakha is Krishna. He is not the Sakha of the mundane world. He is not the parents of the mundane world. Who will in one birth, they became my father and mother, next birth I may become their father and mother. The story of Shivas Pandit, when his son left, Mahaprabhu said, why did you leave him? Please come back. Your parents are unhappy. He said, whose parents? I don't know how many births I was their parent and now they have become mine. So in this way, real Sakha, Sakhyam, the devotional service, or real parents, real master is Krishna. Bhoktaram Ekatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. And again, everyone must be engaged. Prabhupada again quotes the verse, Istriyo Vaishya Api Shudra. If they can be elevated to the transcendental position, then what to talk of purified souls and Brahmins? When they engage in Krishna consciousness, definitely they are going to get the Krishna Prem. Sannyasi also, Prabhupada explained, Tridandi Vaishnava Sannyasi. The story we know about Madhvendra Puri, he was so renounced, he will not keep any assistant with him. Generally, a sannyasi is supposed to keep one assistant, so he will arrange for his comforts. But he was so renounced that if I keep someone, I will start prajalpa, mundane talk. I will forget the remembering of Krishna. But as soon as Krishna ordered him, Gopal, go and bring the sandalwood, Malai Chandan from Jagannath Puri. So during, say 100-800 years ago, from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri, he immediately started without thinking of anything. That is sannyas. Sannyas means to do everything, to engage minds, words and body. That is the Tridanda. And in fact, Sri Prabhupada once said, sannyasis are better. For Rupanuk Prabhu, he wrote, they are better than, the grahastas are better than sannyasi. Or, because sannyasi, they are free to preach everywhere for Krishna. But grahastha, under so many constraints, even he doesn't like to continue. Just like Gopal Krishna Maharaj's story, you know that how he was asked to do the job. Same thing Prabhupada asked me to do job. Get a very good salary in UK. I said, I'm not interested in getting good salary. So you're not interested? I am interested. Morning walk, give your money to me. He said, that by Gopal, he was also saying he is not interested. But he is getting $15,000 per annum. So who will give this amount to in India? So under constraint, we don't want to do job. But Srila Prabhupada ordered us. So that to remember Krishna is much more difficult. Rather than to remember Krishna for a sannyasi. It's free, totally free from material attachment, but completely attached to Krishna. So similarly, that sannyasi meaning is explaining, and Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur also explains. So Padasevanam, as Prabhupada said, according to one's taste and strength. Taste means taste for chanting. As you develop a taste for chanting, you are going up and up different stairs. Similarly, strength. How do we give strength? Not the material strength, but the spiritual strength. Today we have this Sthanyatra of Lord Jagannath, Balaram. Lord Balaram is the symbol of source of spiritual strength, Balaram. Not the material, not he's a wrestler, he's not a pahalwan, but he's a spiritual wrestler. To want to make advancement, we have to go under the lotus feet shelter of the Lord Balaram. So that is the strength. And one obtains the perfection of remembering. So, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Prahlad Maharaj is an example of how to, he remembered Krishna in all circumstances. So, when we can think constantly of lotus feet of the Lord. Lotus feet is a very important. Charanaravinda. Abhay Charanaravinda. Lotus feet. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Govindas. The great poet, he says, Bhajahu Reiman Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanare Vindare Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Pad Sevana Dasare Pujana Sakhijana Atmanivedana Govinda Das Abhilashare. So the desire of Govindas is to have engaged in all nine devotional service. We have examples of one devotee getting perfection by engaging only one devotional service, like Maharaj Parikshit became perfect by hearing, Sukadeva Goswami by chanting, kirtan. Similarly, Maharaj Ambarish is an example of all nine devotional service he performed. So you can take, and as Prabhupada further explained, that this Padasevanam means so many other devotional service. Not only the thinking of Lord's lotus feet, but seeing the form of the Lord. Because once you start meditation, not from the face, but he advised you to start from his lotus feet. Bhagavatam, first two cantos are like the lotus feet of Krishna. So I think in most of the centers, we have many times revision of first canto. And later advanced cantos are for the legs, chest, face. 10 cantos like the face of Lord Krishna. So we start meditation from the lotus feet. And lotus feet is the source. Sri Guru Charana Padma. Again, same thing. Charana Padma. Kevala Bhagati Sadma. The source of devotional service is the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Same thing. Vande Guru Sri Charana Arvindam. And we should at least remember three times. Yashastri Sandhyam. Vande Guru Sri Charana Arvindam. So many classification of Padasevanam. Seeing, touching, circumambulating, also going to different places. Because we know there are 64 items, as mentioned Bhakti Samar Sindhu. Out of 64, these 9 are more important. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, as said by Prahlad Maharaj. Amongst 9, we have 5 more important. Bhagavat Seva, Book Bhagavat and Person of Bhagavat. Shri Vigraha Seva. Third, fourth one is to live in the Leela Sthali, pastimes where Krishna performed his pastimes like Mathura Vrindavan, Mayapur Navadvip Dham. And fifth is Nam Sankirtan, chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. They are most important. And among 5 also, extremely, extremely most important is the Harinam Sankirtan. Just by taking shelter of one process, we can take the advantage of all 64 items. As just taking the shelter of Padasevanam, we can include so many other devotional services. So, again, the word Prabhupada says, Tadi Upasanam. Anything connected with Vaishnava or Krishna is worshipable. Tadi means in relationship with Krishna. We take this maha garland, anything about used items used by devotional spiritual master, they are all worshipable. And we can keep them for worshipping, not for using them, but we can also about them. So any service to the Vaishnavas, to Tulsi, Ganges and Yamuna are all again come under the process of Padasevanam. And all these processes, they help us to advance very quickly. Just like we have, sometimes we have this photographic seva, quick mail service. Not SMS but QMS. Generally in the UK we have the envelope mentioned QMS. So we post in that, it will be just like courier. But so this is a QMS, quick mail service to reach to Krishna. Any devotional service is same, but Padasevanam, the Prabhupada is saying, is, I mean, so many other devotional service. So we also have, so taste means, again, what relationship? We have shant, neutral, servitude, dasya, sakya fraternity, vatsalya, parenthood, and conjugal love. So all our devotees are related with these five rasas, and all these relationships are superior to one who is in that relationship. Impartially, of course, we say conjugal love, but we cannot imitate as some devotees, so-called devotees of Radha Kunda Sampradaya. Everybody is Manjari. Everybody is not Manjari. Even one who is a friend of Krishna, this also is same. He thinks my relationship is the best. So impartially we may say, but everybody has got a particular relationship, the Prabhupada says, that is a taste. And according to that, we can think of Krishna in Padasevanam. So today we also have the Isnan Yatra of Lord Jagannath. I just mentioned Chaitanya Charitamrita. Actually for a year, throughout the year, devotee have darshana. But on this full moon day, Purnamasi, it's the Vikram month, Vaishnava month, Jesht, we are bathing Lord Jagannath. And the Lord Jagannath is so merciful, as in the morning we were reading from that Vrindavan as it is, that Lord Jagannath, Prabhupada used to say that love is the main thing. Premanjan Shrit Bhakti Vilochanena Santai Sadeva Deshu Vilokayanti Yamasham Sundaram Machinta Gunas Swarupam Govindamadi Purusham. So we require that Premanjan. So why in London he said in his room, Lord Chaitanya, as soon as he saw Lord Jagannath, because he is the ocean of prema, he immediately got fainted. Oh, here is my Lord. Although Lord Jagannath is not very artistically, appearance is not very artistic. In fact, he is incomplete. We put golden hands during the Rath Yatra. But that is love. It's a Hindi word, I will translate into English. Then when he loves as, she as, then he doesn't care for angel. And again, the verse called, when you are loving Krishna, then why to fear? Pyar kiya to darna kya. So why to afraid? You chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, why is it? People are hearing commentary, this and this, nonsense thing, wasting their time. We are chanting Maha Mantra. At the moment they will say, okay, you got hurt? Yeah, we got hurt, we have got this. You also become hurt like me and chant. So we should not be scared, we should not be ashamed. As Prabhupada said to me when he gave first initiation, that I said, how can peer put tilak? I am in the university, student will laugh. He said, no, if you face criticism on behalf of Krishna, if you say face opposition on behalf of Krishna, Krishna will be more pleased. As a soldier, when he fights gallantly, bravely in the battlefield, government gives him Paramvir Chakra, Mahavir Chakra. So more you face opposition or jokes from your friends, Krishna will be more pleased, because on his behalf you are tolerating this. So that's why, for the sake of Krishna, that is the qualification of his spiritual master, he has dedicated everything Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale. Preshtha means very, very dear. Why he is very dear? Because he has sacrificed everything for preaching sake. So Lord Jagannath, today actually he is so merciful, so liberal, that everybody is allowed to bathe him. Whether you are first initiation, second initiation, no restriction. Although in sanctorium when you go, you have to be Vipra, Brahman, but today everybody has got permission to bathe Lord Jagannath. And after bathing, for 15 days, there will be no more darshan. After Amavasya, next day, Lord Jagannath, the story is here, Lord Chaitanya will go to Alalnath for 15 days, because he could not have darshan of Lord Jagannath. And this next day is called Netra Vijay. And Duij, second day is Rath Yatra. Then we have Gundicha Margin, all these pastimes. So Netra Vijay means, after 15 days, there are two concepts why we cannot have darshan. Mundan concept is that he becomes sick. Lord Jagannath, Subhadra and Lord Balaram, they become sick because of the excessive bathing. So they are giving treatment. In fact, they are doing the repainting. It's called Angarag during 15 days. The repainting is done. The inner meaning is that Lord Jagannath, he spends, before coming to Vrindavan, he spent in seclusion with Nibhrit Leela, with Lakshmi Devi. But even though he spent on fifth day, Hera Panchami, Mother Lakshmi comes with on a palanquin, and her servants, they start abusing the servants of Lord Jagannath. They beat, bind, and bring to the feet of Lakshmi Devi. And they say, "Where are my master? Where have you taken my master? Bring him back immediately." Actually, that festival takes place around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock night in the night. So that's again the meaning of Snan Yatra. Actually, how we are bathing and how we become sick. Actually, one is my relative. He asked, "How Lord can become sick?" I say, "You are atheist, so you cannot understand." He became so furious. "You think you are only devotee? I am greater devotee than you." I say, "You cannot understand unless you take the process of devotional service. You may be devotee greater than me, but how you can become sick, this you cannot understand. Only devotee can understand. Otherwise, who can bind Krishna? Is Ajit, but Mother Jashoda bound her." So the Snan Yatra, very special day. They are having about the Lord Jagannath temple. All of them can go and take the advantage. In fact, when I came from UK, I returned on Snan Yatra day. So I had a bathing and then I left for the airport. Then after I think 40-45 years, 2015, I went to Jagannath Puri. Again, I have the darshan of Snan Yatra. So it's very fortunate. All of you should take this opportunity. And again, as we mentioned that through the disappearance of Mukundat Prabhu and Sridhar Pandit. In fact, Sridhar Pandit, there are three Sridhars. I don't know whose disappearance is that, but Kholvecha Sridhar is the most famous. And then we have one Sridhar Brahmachari and one devotee as a branch of Lord Nityananda. So anyway, first you read about the Mukundatta Prabhu. This comes in Adilila, chapter 10, verse 40, where this chapter explains the branches of Chaitanya tree. So there text 40 says, Shrimukunda Datta Shakha Prabhura Samadhyayi Jahara Kirtan Nate Chaitanya Gosai. Mukundat, a class friend of Lord Chaitanya, was another branch of the Chaitanya tree. Lord Chaitanya danced while he sang. I think we can go through the purport and everything will be clear. Shri Mukundatta was born in the Chattgram district, in the village of Channahara, Chattgram in Bangladesh, which is under the jurisdiction of the police station named Patia. This village is situated 10 crores or about 20 miles from the home of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. In the Gaur Ganodesh Deepika 140, it is said, Brajesthitau Gayakau Yau Madhukantha Madhubratau Mukunda Vasudevautau Dattau Gauranga Goyakau. In Vraja, there were two very nice singers named Madhukant and Madhuvrata. They appeared in Chaitanya Leela as Mukunda and Vasudev Datta. Sanjaya Mukunda, Mukundatta was very good in singing, who were singers in the society of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Lord Chaitanya was a student, Mukundatta was his class friend, and they frequently engaged in logical arguments. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya would fight with Mukundatta using tricks of logic, nyaya. What is logical? Nyaya. This is described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat Adi Khanda, chapter 11 and 12. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from Gaya, Mukundatta gave him pleasure by reciting verses from Srimad Bhagavatam about Krishna Leela. It was by his endeavor that Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, who is having this Tota Gopinath, who took Kshetra Sannyas, he will not leave Jagannath Puri. So he was in Srimad Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Gadadhar Pandit Goswami became a disciple of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, as stated in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Khanda. It's all a story how he became a disciple, that we won't go. When Mukundatta sang in the courtyard of Shivas Prabhu, Mahaprabhu danced with his singing. And when Lord Chaitanya for 21 hours exhibited an ecstatic manifestation known as Sat Prahariya, Mukundatta inaugurated the function by singing. Actually, when Mahaprabhu saw his Mahaprakash, he gave benediction to everyone, but from Mukundatta he refused. He says he is a devotee. When he goes in the society of devotee, he will praise devotional service. When he goes in the society of impersonalist, he will praise impersonalist. When he goes in the society of nyay, logician, he will say, so he said, no, he cannot come. I think there's a particular word, this Prabhupada explained in the next para. But then he said, so he cannot come and have see my Mahaprakash. So Mukundatta was outside, so he asked devotee, please ask him, when it is possible for me to have his darshan. So Lord Chaitanya says, okay, after a million of births, he can see me. So as soon as he heard, he started dancing. But at least now he got assurance from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that after a million of births, I will have his darshan. So as soon as Mahaprabhu heard, he called him and then he gave his darshan. So sometimes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised Mukundatta by calling him Kharad Jatiya Beta, because he attended many functions held by different classes of non-devotees. This is stated in Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Khanda, chapter 10. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dressed himself as the goddess of fortune to dance in the house of Chandrasekhar, Mukundatta began the first song. We can finish this chapter. In Sannyas Leela also, Mukundatta was there. And he went to Katwa. So before disclosing a desire to take the renounced order of life, Lord Chaitanya first went to the house of Mukundadatta. But at that time, Mukundadatta requested Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to continue his Sankirtan movement for a few days more before taking sannyas. This is stated in Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Khanda, chapter 26. The information of Lord Chaitanya's accepting the renounced order was made known to Gadadhar Pandit Chandrasekhar Acharya, who was a maternal uncle, Mausa, and Mukundadatta by Nityananda Prabhu. And therefore, all of them went to Katwa, the place where Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, and arranged for Kirtana and all the paraphernalia for Lord Chaitanya's acceptance of sannyas. And Katwa, we have also the samadhi of that barber, Madhu Napit. He was not prepared to shave Lord Chaitanya's hair, but ultimately at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the evening, then induced by Lord's energy, Lord's Yogamaya. So he said, okay, I am doing it, but now onwards, I will not do this profession. After shaving the hair of Lord, I don't want. So that his samadhi is also there in the bank of Ganges, called Madhu Napit. So after the Lord took sannyas, they all followed him, especially Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit and Govinda. who followed him all the way to Purushottam Kshetra, Jagannath Puri. In this connection, one may refer to Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antakhand chapter 2, in the place known as Jaleshwar. Nityananda Prabhu broke the sannyas. The river is known as Dandabhaga River. Broke the sannyas rod of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mukundatta was also present at that time. He went every year from Bengal to see Lord Chaitanya at Jagannath Puri. There are many other stories of Mukundatta that I think we will be able to cover. And Sridhar, as I said, there are three types of Sridhar. Kholaveta Sridhar was also born in Brahmin family, so you may say this disappearance may be for him. But to him also Lord Chaitanya used to quarrel. He said, he used to sell this banana skin, and he will somehow manage whatever he get, one third he will use for the worship of Ganges and for the Vaishnava Seva, and one for the third for himself. So that's a place, when you go to Rajapur, the Lord Jagannath's place, near that, the part of Shiva's Sridhar, Kholaveta Sridhar, where we have got small monument. So there, our Lord Chaitanya will quarrel with him, and when he was taking sannyas, Sridhar brought pumpkin, lauki, and sweet rice was made from there, and they distributed that night. Mahaprabhu said to Shachi Mata that please cook it. So these are the other reference of Sridhar Pandit. I think they'll just quickly do the one paragraph more. Kholavecha Sridhar Prabhu Priyadas Jahasane Prabhu Kare Nitya Parihas. The 29th branch was Sridhar, a trader in banana tree bark. He was a very dear servant of the Lord. On many occasions, the Lord played jokes on him. Purport. Sridhar was a poor Brahmin who made a living by selling banana tree bark to be made into cups. Most probably, he had a banana tree garden and collected the leaves, a skin and pulp of the banana trees to sell daily in the market. He spent, as I mentioned, 50% of his income to worship the Ganges, and the balance he used for his subsistence. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his civil disobedience movement in defiance of Kaji, Sridhar danced in jubilation. The Lord used to drink water from his water jug. There was an iron pot, and he will come and drink that water. Sridhar presented a squash to Shachi Devi to cook before Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. Every year he went to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri. According to Kavi Karnapur, Sridhar was a cowherd boy of Vrindavan whose name was Kusumasav. In his Gaur Goladesh Deepika, verse 133, it is stated, Khola Vechataye Khyata Pandita Sridharo Dvija Asid Vraje Hasya Karoya Namna Kusumasav. The cowherd boy, known as Kusumasav in Krishna Leela, later became Kholavecha Sridhar during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela at Navadvip. So this shloka also mentioned Pandita. I think it's today's festival for the Kholavecha Sridhar Pandit's disappearance. So I think here I stop. If you have any comment or question, quickly one question, because it's 9 o'clock. We are supposed to finish. Your meeting also is called Bureau. Are there any questions or comments? Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Mukundadat Prabhu disappearance day ki jai, Sridhar Pandit Kholavecha Sridhar disappearance day ki jai, Bhagwan Shri Jagannath ke snan yatra ki jai, Jagannath Subhadra Baladev ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.